Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, just the Kira part today. So our absolute favorite is when our listeners leave us voicemails on the 97.5 WOKQ app. Of course, we love a message. We know mornings are busy and you do what you can. But when they leave a voicemail, we can really hear the inflection in their voice. And so Brianna did that. This message came to us a few days ago, and she's dealing with a dilemma. And I just checked in with her, and she said, it's still happening. So it's still relevant, and she's still looking for advice. I'm going to play you what she said, and then we'll discuss.
So my best friend recently went through a really, really awful breakup. And she was just distraught, and I felt really badly. I wanted to do something to help, so I suggested that she come over, stay a few days. And, my husband, he had some reservations, but he was like, okay, no, that's cool. It's just a few days. And now she's still here. And my husband is furious. And I don't know what to do. I can't just kick her out. She's my best friend. How do I do this?
Okay, so you get the picture. What does she do? Her best friend, already suffering from a broken heart, is seeking companionship with her best friend, who offered that she could stay for a few days, but she's staying longer than a few days. And you know what they say about house guests. They're like fish. Stick around too long, they start to stink. And it sounds like this one is starting to stink. But she's fragile. You don't want to hurt her feelings. So what should Brianna do here? I mean, her husband's getting irritated. She could blame the husband, right? But then it's like a weird dynamic between the best friend and the husband, because it sounds like Brianna's getting a little irritated too. So what should she do here? Have you been in a similar situation where you had to show a house guest the door? How did you go about that? In a tactful way. 603-749-0975. I know Brianna's on standby. She really could use your advice. 603-749-0975. How do you show a house guest the door in a kind way, especially keeping in mind that they're going through something? Emotional turmoil, let's call it. 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Hi. This is Lisette.
Hi, Lisette. How's the day?
It's going to be hot in the 90s. And, I'm getting ready for it, shutting up my house, turning on my air conditioning.
It sounds like you're not too thrilled with that forecast.
Well, I don't like the heat as much as some people might.
I hear you. Yeah, we live in New Hampshire, not Arizona.
Exactly.
So, should we get into helping Brianna kick out her best friend who's going through a breakup?
So, my suggestion is find a nice little hotel that maybe has a pool or a hot tub, and say, I have booked you a day to go to this hotel and just spend it for yourself, and pack up all her stuff and give her a ride.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And then, and she goes home.
And then from there?
Right. So after the hotel that she gets to enjoy and relax, she goes home.
Right. I don't hate this idea. That's very nice. You're like, you need some you time. Let me drive you to the hotel.
And my husband and I need some us time.
Right. Yeah, I think it's okay to say that too.
Right. Exactly. Be honest,
Mm-hmm.
Not mean honest, but nice honest. And, and then she gets this little gift of a hotel, whatever they can afford.
I like that, Lisette. You sound like a good friend to have.
I've lived a long life. I'm 70 years old.
You know how to navigate this thing called life.
Yes.
Well, I know who I'm going to if I ever go through a breakup. I mean, hopefully it doesn't happen.
You got my number.
You're right, I do. So thank you, Lisette. Good to hear from
you. You're welcome. Have a wonderful day. Stay cool.
You stay cool, too. See you later. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning, but just the Kira part today. So we're trying to help out our listener, Brianna, who left us a voicemail on the 97.5 WOKQ app, which you can always feel free to do, by the way. Brianna's in a little bit of an awkward situation. Her best friend went through a breakup, and she said, girlfriend, come stay with me for a few days. Well, a few days turned into a few weeks, and now her husband's like, TikTok, when is this woman leaving type of thing. So now Brianna's faced with the difficult decision of how is she going to kick her friend out who's really in a vulnerable and emotional place. 603-749-0975 is our number if you have any advice. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Steve from Bartlett.
What's up, Steve? To what do we owe this pleasure?
Well, this very simple there, predicament there that I guess Brianna's in.
Yeah.
Gone through it, but I'd say very simply, yeah, need a friend, get a dog. Set a date, you got to get out, and the quicker you do it, the quicker you start healing.
Okay, okay. So give her a little bit of tough love. You've stayed as long as... You're welcome.
Right.
Let me help you transition to this next chapter, which won't be living here.
And I'm serious. You know, some kind of pet or a dog will keep you busy.
Definitely. Definitely. I know a lot of people who have gone through breakups and get a dog in that time, and it's really beneficial to their mental health.
Yep.
Something positive to take
it
care
works.
Of. Well, thanks for the time, Steve.
No problem.
Have a good day. Hi, thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Tamara.
So, Tamara, what do you think Brianna should do?
So, I was kind of in the same situation when I was about 19. I let my best friend, she kind of went through the same thing, bad breakup, but she had a kid with him. And I let both of them come to stay at my house for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It turned into a couple of months.
Yeah, as it does.
So, yeah, and I felt I had to do something because it was affecting my marriage. And I sat down with her and told her, you know, I'm sorry, but I have to really ask you to try to figure out something and move out. And now to this day, she doesn't even talk to me anymore.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but my advice to Brianna is, you know, be honest with her and just tell her the truth. Sometimes honesty is the best way, and most people respect that versus not.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that might help her. Hopefully it doesn't happen what happened to me happened to her.
Yeah.
But we were young then. We were 19, and she was, you know, maybe we just weren't mature enough back then.
Yeah, you're pettier at that age than you would be if you were a fully cooked adult.
Yes, exactly. Because I feel like if she's just honest with her and say, hey, I understand you're going through a tough time, and, you know, I do have a life and a marriage that I have to, you know, maintain and keep. And just be honest.
Honesty is the best policy. And if they're true friends, then her friend will understand.
Exactly.
I like it.
All right. Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Still taking your calls on this. If you have any words of wisdom for Brianna, 603-749-0975 is our number. 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. If you missed it, we're trying to help out our Brianna. She's our very own Brianna. Our listener Brianna, who left us a voicemail in the 97.5 WOKQ app. This is what she said.
So my best friend recently went through a really, really awful breakup. And, she was just distraught. And I felt really badly. I wanted to do something to help. So I suggested that she come over, you know, stay a few days. And, you know, my husband, like, he had some reservations, but he was like, okay, no, that's cool. It's just a few days. And now he's still here. And my husband is furious. And I don't know what to do. I can't just kick her out. She's my best friend. How do I do this?
Okay, so that's the situation at hand. And if you have any advice for Brianna, 603-749-0975 is the number you got to call. Hi there. So you had some advice for Brianna?
Well, I let a friend of mine move in with me for a few months while he looked for an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 12 years ago.
Okay.
My advice is to move.
That she should move?
It's probably the only way I'm going to get rid of him, at least.
Oh, my God. So have you've tried everything? You've tried laying down the law and saying, you can't stay here?
Yeah, I tried that. I eventually just gave up.
12 years. Wow, that is a permanent roommate situation you got there.
Yeah.
Does he at least pay rent and pull his weight?
He pulls his weight. He helps around the house, and he pays some of the bills.
Okay. I don't know if I should call you a good friend or a doormat. It feels like you're getting taken advantage of a little bit.
He also cooks.
Okay, we like that. Is there a chance that he might, you know, find love elsewhere and then that's when he'll exit?
I have no idea. This isn't a romantic situation or anything.
Yeah, that's I'm hearing that in your voice, that there's no romance between you. So there's still a possibility that he could find love elsewhere and move out with that person.
He's hoping.
Okay. Well, I think this call is going to make Brianna just panic altogether. But I do appreciate you sharing your truth.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. So absolutely everywhere you turn, you are seeing celebrity tributes to Ozzy Osbourne. Even the Muppets made a tribute. It's Miss Piggy at the end for me. So cute. So cute. So this got me thinking about a celebrity who passed away that hit you really hard. Like, we all have that person where when you learned of their passing, you'll just never forget how you felt, who told you, where you were, all of the details. And for me, two come to mind. First of all, Robin Williams. I mean, that one hit me. It still continues to hit me so hard, probably because movies like Mrs. Doubtfire and Jack, like huge parts of my childhood. And it's one of those that I'll forget that he's gone, and then I'll remember and I'll get sad all over again. Also, just the nature of his passing was so tragic too. And then the second one, Matthew Perry, who played Chandler Bing on Friends. As you know, anyone who knows me knows that I am a massive Friends enthusiast. And This one ties into, like, the day it happened and where I was, because Matthew Perry passed away the day my daughter Gwen was born. So I'll never forget it, because my husband Steven didn't really want to tell me that it happened because he knew I would take it really hard. My hormones were raging just from giving birth. That didn't help. So that's another one that deeply, deeply saddened me, and I'll just never forget it. So that's my question for you. What celebrities passing hit you really hard in light of Ozzy passing, and he affected so many people in so many different ways? Is there a celebrity for you? Give me a call. Tell me the story. 603-749-0975. WOKQ, what's your name?
Anita in Henniker.
Hello, Miss Anita. Nice to hear from you today.
Thank you. I'm just calling to tell you the celebrity that I was very disappointed had passed away was Fred Rogers.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Yeah, that was a tough one, right?
It was. And when you from Massachusetts and you grow up and you watch Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers, and then he passed away, it's sad.
Absolutely. Did you see the movie about him where Tom Hanks plays Fred Rogers?
Yes, that was a wonderful movie.
Yeah, it was beautifully done. I don't think they could have picked anyone better for that role.
No, I have to agree with you.
Thanks for the call, Anita. It's great to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. In spirit of Ozzy Osbourne passing, we are asking which celebrity's passing hit you particularly hard, in which you remember the details of where you were when you learned the news, who told you, all those things. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan.
Hi. I was calling about celebrities that, you know, when they passed, if we were, you know, who we were devastated about.
Yeah, who was it for you?
Paul Walker.
Oh my gosh.
That was a really hard one.
Do you remember where you were when you learned the news?
I do. I was at work, and I loved watching all of his movies and all the, you know, he was so involved in, like, the ocean and, like, animals and stuff like that. And it was just really heartbreaking, especially the way that he passed.
Right. That was a speeding accident, right?
Yeah. And he was still in the middle of filming one of the Fast and Furious. And so then they did that tribute to him at the end, and that song just makes me bawl my eyes out every time.
Every time. They knew what they were doing there, for sure.
Sure do.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, you share my daughter's name and spelled the exact same way.
Oh, really? How old is she?
She's 9, and I just dropped her off at summer camp. She'll be so bummed that I got to talk to you, because she's always like, can we listen to Kira in the morning?
Oh, that's so nice. Well, you'll have to tell her the other Kira said hi to her when you pick her up from camp.
I will. And did you say that you were named after Xanadu? Because that's where I got her name from.
No, my mom named me after a character in a book by Ayn Rand. Okay. And I guess the strong female, like the heroine of the story was Kira. The book is called We the Living.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking my call.
Oh my God, it's great to hear from you. Give my love to the other Kira.
I sure will.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. Hi, sorry about the wait. You're on with Kira and Logan. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your name?
Maureen.
Maureen. All right, so what celebrity's passing hit you really hard?
That would be Karen Carpenter.
Mm-hmm. So where were you when you learned this news?
I was at my sister's house waiting for her to have her baby.
Oh, wow. So it happened in a monumental time in your life, too.
Yep, she was the first niece in the family.
And who broke the news to you, or how did you find out?
We found out on the news.
Mm-hmm.
And I was studying nutrition, going to school, so it was really tragic to find out how she died.
How did she pass?
Anorexic nervosa.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she was like 32. She was very, you know what, a beautiful voice.
Yeah, it's tragic no matter what. Like Ozzy Osbourne, for example, 76, right, lived. That's not old by today's standards, but that's a life lived, right? But 32 is just a life cut short, and that's tragic.
Yes.
Well, thank you for chiming in on this uplifting topic I've brought to the air today. I appreciate you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
I'm Greg.
How you doing?
Calling in about the person who died.
Yeah. Who's that for you?
Well, I think pretty much every kid that would be my age in New Hampshire would be Kristen McCullough.
Okay. So where were you when you learned this news, and how old were you?
I was in the sixth grade, and we were in Sunday class. That's what we watched it blow up.
Wow.
It was live on TV.
So that's a core memory for you.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You still think about it to this day?
Yeah, every now and again when they mention the Challenger and stuff, it gets you, because we all watched it. It was a whole school full of us that watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's before anybody had PTSD and all that other stuff. So that's
the, right.
So, but you know, today, if that happened today, what would happen to all these kids, you know?
Thank you for taking the time to chime in. It's great to hear from you, Greg.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. This hour of Kira and Logan in the morning, brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks at New Hampshire. So all morning long, we've been taking your calls. In spirit of Ozzy Osbourne passing, what is the celebrity, or who, rather, is the celebrity who passed away that news hit you particularly hard? Where were you? Who shared the news with you? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Gabby.
Hello, Gabby. Welcome to the show. How's the day?
The day's going well. I'm on my way to work right now.
What do you do, Gabby, if you don't mind me being nosy?
Yeah, I'm a daycare teacher in Lee.
In Lee. And do you have any little ones of your own?
I do not, no.
Okay, I feel like that helps. You know, you spend the day with other people's littles, and then you get to go home, have a glass of wine, and watch your reality TV.
Exactly.
It's a nice little balance. Okay, Gabby.
Right.
So was there a celebrity who, when you learned of their passing, it just really hit you hard?
Yeah. So I am a huge Mac Miller fan.
Yeah.
And when I learned that he passed away, I was in the car with one of my friends on the way to the Verizon store, actually. And one of my other friends had called me when it happened, and I was in so much shock, so we stopped the car, and I started bawling my eyes out.
Oh.
Just so, like, in shock about what has happened, because he had made such an impact on me and my friends and, you know, some of my family members. So, yeah, it was really shocking,
and I still honor him. I still listen to his music all the time. But yeah, that was a really hard moment where I learned of one of my favorite celebrities passing.
Yeah, that was so tragic. He was just so young, had so much talent. I remember where I was too, because I was on my bachelorette party actually in Nashville, and it was another one of those situations where people didn't want to tell me.
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Audrey, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning, but it's Kira and Lydia today. How are you doing, Audrey?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. So, yeah, this is Lydia.
Hi, Audrey.
Hi. It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
So, this is Lydia's first Can't Beat Kira. She's standing in as Logan, as the question asker. Lydia, if you had to rate your questions from one to difficult, where are we landing?
I feel like we're right in the middle at about a 6. Like, I feel like they're really attainable, but the second that I say the answer and you didn't get it, you're going to be like, come on.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you feel about that, Audrey?
It's fine, but it's fine with me.
Okay.
I usually play along on the radio and I do fairly well. However,
she's prepared.
I don't watch a lot of TV or news or read the papers or anything like that, so I'm not really caught up on any kind of pop culture at all.
Okay. We love the honesty. Have you ever played this game, by the way?
I haven't.
Oh, look at you. We love a first timer. We'll be gentle.
Yeah.
We'll be kind. But do you know what you have to do first, step one?
I do. I have to kick you out.
You do.
All right, Kira, you got to get to step in.
I'm going to get to step in. Wow. Like a professional.
I love the way that was phrased. Get to step in, Kira.
I'm stepping.
Going old school today.
All right, Audrey, so I'm not going to tell you the correct answers. I'm just going to give you the tell you the answers and or tell you the questions and then give you a rundown of our choices. And then there's one open-ended question where you'll just have to give me an answer. First question, okay. What movie did Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand debut in? The options are Deadpool, A Star Is Born, Top Gun Maverick, or Superman.
I only know her playing in one movie, so I'm going to say Star Is Born.
Okay. All right, next question, John. Childish Gambino's first name is actually this. Options A, Chris, B, Donald, C, John.
I have no idea who that is, so I'm just going to say A.
Okay, all right. And last question, what movie is this famous line from? Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, the one with Al Pacino.
You got to give me a name. Oh.
Hold on. I can't remember it.
Do you forfeit the question?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
I'm going to be brutalized for this.
All right. So, final answers. You chose A Star Is Born, Chris, and a forfeited question 3, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Kira, come back in. I wonder if Kira will get these.
I don't know. I think she'll get the first two.
All right, Kira Lou.
Okay, how did that go? How's the vibe in here?
Eh.
I think they were a little bit more difficult than I thought they were going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll see how I fare.
Yes. All right, first question, Kira. What movie did Lady Gaga's Hold My Hand debut in? A, Deadpool. B, A Star Is Born. C, Top Gun Maverick. Or D, Superman.
I think it's Top Gun Maverick.
Okay. Audrey said A Star Is Born.
Okay, what's the correct answer?
The correct answer is Top Gun Maverick.
Okay, 1 point for Kiki. Sorry about that,
Kira.
Audrey.
That was kind of I put A Star Is Born in to throw you off because, like, that's like a musical one.
Of course, and she was in it, so you're tricky like that.
Yeah. Second question. Childish Gambino's real first name is what? A, Chris. B, Donald. Or C, John.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling Chris.
You both were incorrect. You both said Chris.
Well, I know it's not Donald.
You would be wrong. It is Donald.
It is Donald?
Donald Glover is Childish Gambino's real name.
Okay, did not see that coming.
All right.
I don't even know who that is.
She's a country girl.
Oh, yeah. He's just like, he's a pretty famous rapper. He's really good. Third question. What movie is this famous line from?
Okay.
Say hello to my little friend.
Nice. It's The Godfather.
Oh,
It's not?
It's Scarface.
Scarface, no!
So
no.
You both were wrong on that one.
What'd she say?
She said she forfeited the question.
Oh, God. Oh, this was not a good performance by either of us.
Standing there, and I knew it was Al Pacino. I can see him standing there.
I can see him, and I can hear it. Man, yep. I think, did I get any right? No, I got one right.
You got one right.
And did she get any? No, goose egg. Okay. So, Audrey, you've heard the game before. I mean, I don't feel good about this win because I didn't really get much right. Only one more than you. But you do have to say that phrase of shame.
I'm Audrey from Effingham, and I can't beat Kira.
That's okay, Audrey. You're a good sport. It's a Friday. Mm-hmm. We would never let you go on your way empty-handed. You're still going to go see Riley Green.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is so exciting. I had no plans for this weekend.
Well, now you do. Show's tomorrow, awesome. So you better pick an outfit. Yay.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, God. We're stressed. All right. We'll talk about it off air. Hold on.
Thank you.
Country 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. Just the Kira part today. Happy Friday, or Fry-yes, as we're trying to make happen. So last night, Shania Twain did her thing, and she still got it in Guilford, New Hampshire. Man, were the girl power vibes high. I mean, there were their fair share of men there, don't get me wrong, but it was just an energy that we felt like from the minute we got to Guilford. We pull into the parking lot, or you know, the venue, and we have to go through the labyrinth of, you know, different lots until you get to your spot. And these two women came up to our car and they're like, hey, we don't need our parking pass, but we already paid for it. Do you want it? We ended up walking from a friend's house. So we got our parking for free from these two kind souls right off the bat. And we're complimenting each other's outfits and just like good vibes from the jump. I met so many awesome listeners. Thank you if you came up to me last night in Guilford to say hi or take a selfie. Shout out to Melissa and her daughter, Kira. Beautiful name. Beautiful name. I also met Kurt from Shapley and his granddaughter, Kaylee. We took a picture together. That was amazing. One thing that's disappointed me, minor, very minor. You know I don't like to come back from a concert with notes, but I've said it before for a long time that I really love the pizza at the bank. I feel stupid saying this, but this is how I feel. I love the pizza at the Bank & H Pavilion. I never eat dinner when I know I'm going to a show because I want to treat myself to one of those heavenly slices of goodness. So I go, I do my thing. I know where the booth is by now. And I say, can I have a slice of pepperoni? And the woman says, oh, well, this year it's a little different. We're doing the personal pizzas. And I said, oh my God, why are we messing with perfection? Fine, I'll have a pepperoni personal pizza. And it wasn't bad. You know, pizza's never bad. It's not bad. It was, honestly, it was good. It was just different than the pizza that they've had for however many years I've been going there. Let's say 9 years. And so, you know, when you have your heart set on something and then it turns out to be something different, womp womp. That's okay though. We persevered. I ended up getting the carbs in my belly, and that's all that matters. Let's get back to Shania though. So she just struts her stuff on stage. She's got, by the way, she's turning 60. Shania Twain is turning 60 next month. She looks absolutely phenomenal. Comes out with the sparkly boots, the sparkly mic. She's got like this like white button-up shirt and a sparkly bra that's sticking out. I'm not kidding. It was unbelievable. There was a part of the show where she's looking around at everybody's signs. She's like, I love all your signs. And she's wanted to give love to all these people that went out of their way to make a sign. So there was this guy in the front row, Gino. He's celebrating his retirement and his birthday, and it was made very special because Shania sang an a cappella rendition of Happy Birthday, made us all sing Happy Birthday to Gino, so that was really cute. This was a tender moment, too. I had the tears welling up in my eyes. So about two rows behind me, there's parents and two grown children, and the children are holding up signs that say, can my parents come on stage and dance to their song? So Shania's reading this and she goes, oh, what is their song? And they say, "You're still the one." And she says, "Uh-oh, I've already played that song. What are we going to do here?" And then she says, okay, stay where you are in your row. Start, you know, hold each other." So they're holding each other, and they're in a sweet embrace. And Shania starts singing like a, you know, an a cappella rendition of "You're Still the One," even though she already had performed it. And they're dancing in their row, and everyone around them are like, "Yo," with the phones and just trying to capture the moment. It was very, very tender and special. And it was like, man, she just goes out of her way to make people feel special. That is why she is so wildly successful. Like, it all made sense. But the moment of the night was probably the little boy, 10-year-old boy with a cowboy hat, front row, has a sign, "This is my first concert." So this was 10-year-old Jordan, and it was his first concert ever. And Shania's like, "Oh my God, I feel this immense pressure to make this night really special for you because it's your first concert. What's your favorite song of mine?" And he said, "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." And she said, "Okay, all right, I'm gonna save that for my last song, you know, full-fledged, but I'll sing a little, again, a cappella rendition of the song just for you, Jordan." And every time she's singing these a cappella renditions, she's changing the words a little bit to be like about the person that she's singing about. I forgot to mention that part. That was really cool too. So she sings "Man, I Feel Like a Woman," the chorus, for little Jordan with his cowboy hat and his sign. And it was so, so special. So I don't know if Jordan will ever have another concert experience like that. It was really, really special to witness. So that kind of got me thinking, actually, a two-part question. What was your first concert? I think we can all say that Shania didn't sing directly to us at our first concert. Maybe she did. God love you. Definitely want to hear from you. But how old were you at your first concert, and what was it? And also, you know, if you have kids, how old were they when you brought them to their first concert? And what was their first concert? 603-749-0975 is our number if you want to chime in. Again, if I met you last night at Shania Twain, thank you so much for saying hi. It was so great to meet you. What a special night in Guilford. I would love to chat about your first concert. Where was... for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning in spirit of 10-year-old Jordan, who got serenaded by Shania Twain last night for his very first concert. I'm not jealous. I'm not bitter. Good for Jordan, you know? He was adorable, sitting there in the front row with his sign and his cowboy hat. So I couldn't help but wonder, how old were you when you went to your first concert? Who did you see? Who did you go with? Did anything cool happen? Did Shania serenade you? 603-749-0975. That's our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Emma.
Hi, Emma. How old are you?
I'm 12.
So have you been to a concert yet?
Yeah, my first concert was Kelsey Ballerini and Keith Urban when I was 7.
Ooh, go off, girl. That's a good concert.
Yeah, it was really great.
Who did you go with?
My mom and my dad. It was really fun.
And they're country music lovers?
Yeah, we all are.
Love that about this family. So have you been to a concert since?
Yeah, we actually went to Shania Twain last night.
You did? Wasn't it so much fun?
Yeah, it was great.
What was your favorite part?
Probably the last song.
Oh yeah, she saved "Man, I Feel Like a Woman" for the very end. What a moment. Well, thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad you had fun last night. I wish our paths crossed and we could have got a picture together.
Yeah, we tried to look for you, but it was too hard. There was a lot of people there. She really knows how to fill a stage.
Yeah, she does. She does. You're so right. Well, have a great rest of your summer.
Bye, Kira. Thank you.
Bye. WOKQ, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. So, are you calling to share about your first concert?
I am, many years ago. Many.
I'm sure it wasn't that long ago.
It was a long time. So my first concert was Andy Gibb.
Okay.
The Bee Gees. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we're talking a long time.
Where was that?
That was in, I believe, Boston, probably the Opera House, I believe. The funny story was, I think he was with Eddie Money.
What a lineup.
I never heard of I never heard of Eddie Money. And I was telling everybody I'm seeing the group Andy Money. Because I've never heard of Eddie Money. But anyways.
How old are you?
I think I was eighth grade. And
oh,
I
love
went
it.
With my girlfriend's older sister. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it was a long time ago. And the funny story was where everybody's standing on the seat in the hall, you know, because it's the concert. You stand on the seats and, you know, dance along and swing your arms. Well, the seats were foldable. And
oh, God.
I stepped back, yes, and I got my legs stuck, and I'm like flailing, like, ow, my legs stuck, and everybody thinks I'm dancing.
Oh, poor Tammy.
Yeah,
getting injured at her first concert. You hate to see it.
It was very memorable, though. I was fine.
You gotta switch up the story to be like, yeah, I got stuck in the seat, and then Eddie Money saw, and he came off the stage and pried me out of the jaws of life of that chair and said I was gorgeous.
Yeah, I wish.
I love it. Well, thank you for sharing. It's so good to hear from you.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Take it.
Still taking your calls on this. If you want to chime in and chat on a Feel Good Friday, yay. Well, how old were you when you went to your first concert and who did you see? Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. Last night was Shania Twain and Guilford. So your girl's just a little sleepy because she was feeling like a woman way past her bedtime. It was a special night for all, but maybe the most special for 10-year-old Jordan, who was in the front row with his sign and cowboy hat, letting Shania know it was his very first concert. And of course, she serenaded him with Man, I Feel Like a Woman, his favorite song by her. So, yeah, he'll have that story to tell about his first concert forever. That's amazing. I want to hear about your first concert. Who did you go see? How old were you? 603-749-0975. That's our number. WOKQ, thank you so much for holding.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Hi, very well, thanks. Who am I speaking with?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. So are you calling to talk about your first concert ever?
Yes. So my first concert ever, I was 18. It was Alan Jackson. And it was when the Big of it was called the Meadowbrook. So it was a while ago.
Mm-hmm. People still call it Meadowbrook. Like, I think the OGs will always call it Meadowbrook.
Oh, absolutely.
Alan Jackson, you were 18. Who'd you go with?
My dad. I brought him for his birthday.
That's so special. I love that.
Fun.
My parents aren't, like, concert-going folks. So I always think it's so sweet when people go to see live music with their parents. I mean, Shania last night, it was multi-generational. It was like parents, grandparents, grandchildren, the whole thing.
That's awesome.
I feel like Alan Jackson's the same. Like, you'd probably see multiple generations at a show like that.
Oh, yes, definitely, for sure.
I love it. Are you going to any shows this summer?
I just went to Brad Paisley last weekend.
Love that.
And then I'm going to Billy Kirk.
Something bring me back to the middle. All I really need is a little good.
Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, where Kira and Logan in the morning. Imagine being able to tell people that when you were 10 years old, you went to your first concert and the one and only Shania Twain serenaded you with Man, I Feel Like a Woman just for you because you said that was your favorite song by her. That happened for 10-year-old Jordan last night in Guilford, New Hampshire, and it was just so wholesome to witness. I loved it. It inspired me to ask you, how old were you when you went to your first concert? Who did you see? Did anything cool happen? Did Shania serenade you as well? 603-749-0975. WOKQ, who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
How you doing today?
How are you? I'm doing great.
That's great.
Beautiful day. It's going to be a nice hot one. Are you still taking your first concert experience?
Sure am, Lori.
Well, I have one. I was 15, and I went to the Portland Civic Center with friends and saw Aerosmith and Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
And they were good, but it was New Year's Eve, and Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, was not sober then, and he passed out after his first song, and we all got rain checked.
Oh, man. Passed out right on stage?
Yeah. He had to be carried off. And I was 15 years old. I'm like, what is going on?
You're like, I'm very confused. Why is he so tired?
But now that I've had kids and grandkids and we all go to concerts and we wish we'd have seen Shania Twain yesterday, but I couldn't get through to get tickets to you. I would not have been. I don't know why my parents let me go, because they probably didn't realize what kind of a show it was gonna be either, but
yeah I think about that now that I'm a parent too, because like I went to, you know, Snoop Dogg when I was 16 years old, and I don't need to tell you what happens at a Snoop Dogg concert, but if my parents had any clue, they wouldn't want me within a mile of that venue.
No way
Yeah,
that's that was my first.
Yeah, that's memorable.
I've been very much memorable, but I've seen Aerosmith since, and after that, where he did a complete concert and was good. But that very first one was short-lived.
He stayed coherent for the full concert. You've seen it, yeah. So you know he can do it.
I know he can do it. And I'm glad he's in a better state of mind these days.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. That's one for the books.
That's one for the books. Have a great day.
You too, girlfriend.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, tell me about your first concert. Did someone pass out on stage for you? One time I went to a Lil Wayne concert, and he was like 2 hours late. And then when he got on stage, he was, let's just say, not really there. Maybe physically, but not spiritually or emotionally. 603-749-0975. That is our number. 603-749-975 WOKQ. Kira and Logan in the morning. Those are our names. And I am off the tails of a very womanly night at the Bank and H Pavilion in Guilford. I was feeling like a woman way past my bedtime, seeing Shania Twain. And it was a very special night for a 10-year-old boy in the front row named Jordan. He had a sign saying, "It's my first concert." Shania picked him right out of the crowd, serenaded him with "Man, I Feel Like a Woman." He gets to tell that story for the rest of his life, that was his first concert. Can you even? Because I can't even. So tell me about your first concert. What happened? Were you serenaded by Shania as well? 603-749-0975. That's our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. How you doing?
Doing fantastic, thank you.
Are you calling to share about your first concert experience?
I am, actually.
How old were you, Beth? Take me back.
I was 8.
Wow. That's great. Start them young.
Yeah, my first concert was a true, like, born in the 80s, raised in the 90s concert.
Okay, do you want me to guess what it is, or?
Sure, you can.
Okay, born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, you were 8 years old. Alanis Morissette?
It was the All That concert. From, like, the show on Nickelodeon, All That.
You went to the All That concert? I've never been more jealous of someone in my entire life.
I did. It was my aunt took me with my cousins to my first concert, and the only song I remember from the whole thing was the Hey Mickey song, with the girls singing that.
Hey Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind.
Yep.
Who even played at the All That concert?
I was trying to think of it as I was calling, and I was like, God, who else played? I don't even remember. I just remember it being like the All That concert from the show.
Yeah.
And it was all like different acts and stuff. And I remember them doing the Hey Mickey song.
Was the cast there? Like, was Kenan Thompson there too?
Yeah, they were.
That's really cool.
It was down in Massachusetts. So it's always fun when I go to the Milford concerts, because, you know, they wear like the name tags with like their first concert. And I'm like, yeah, well, mine was All That.
That is just such a memory unlocked, because I forgot that they even... Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, with Kira and Logan in the morning. Last night, Shania Twain absolutely strutted her stuff all around the stage in Guilford, New Hampshire. What a magical night for all. Especially magical for 10-year-old Jordan in the front row, who had a sign saying, "It's my first concert." So Shania called him out, as she does, serenaded him with "Man, I Feel Like a Woman," because he said that was his favorite song. He gets to tell that story, that was his first concert experience, for the rest of his life. Is that not amazing? So I want to hear your first concert story. Were you serenaded by Shania as well? 603-749-0975. That's our number. WOKQ, who's this?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiffany. What was your first concert?
Well, it was actually from you guys. I was 21 and wanted to see Sugarland back at the Pavilion. This was years ago.
I couldn't afford it. I was a single mom. I actually was caller number 7, like the last day you guys were doing a ticket. Got the tickets, obviously, and then we got upgraded to VIP, and Jennifer Nettles touched my hand.
My God, this just gets more and more magical, the whole
right?
thing.
And then, so then this past birthday, my fiance brought me back to see Sugarland at TD. My 34th birthday, so I was a little bit older and...
Just a little.
I had a great experience.
They're so good live. And is there any nicer human on this planet than Jennifer Nettles?
No, not at all. I didn't get to meet her, but I get to touch her hand. So, I mean, that felt good.
I mean, you were connected for a moment.
Yeah, at 21, I was like, I'm the coolest 21-year-old right now.
Yeah. In this entire place.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling, because that makes us feel so good that we were able to give you that experience. That's really the best part of the job, is getting our listeners close to artists that they love.
Yeah, and it was my first concert and I really wanted to go, and I happened to be caller number 7. So now 7 is my lucky number.
Yes, queen. Go off. Well, it's great to hear from you. And thanks for sharing that story.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
We're still taking your calls on your first concert experience. How old were you? Who did you go see? What venue? Is that venue 9? We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Number 1 for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. I am off the tails of an unforgettable evening last night. Shania Twain in Guilford, New Hampshire. If you know, you know. It was a special night for me, but even more special for 10-year-old Jordan, who is this little gent in a cowboy hat in the front row with a sign saying, "This is my first concert." And of course, Shania pointed him out. And of course, she serenaded him with "Man, I Feel Like a Woman," because he said that was his favorite Shania song. So with that, I was curious, what was your first concert? How old were you? Tell me the tale. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who's this?
This is Donna.
Hi, Donna. Welcome to the show.
Well, I'm definitely dating myself. My first concert was when I was 16 years old, back in 1976. My sister and brother-in-law took me to see Chuck Berry and Fats Domino at this club somewhere in Lowell.
Oh, Lowell. Love that.
Yeah, I was always an oldies freak, and they took me there for my birthday.
And so, were you hooked on seeing live music after your first concert?
I was. Unfortunately, financially, I've only been to a few concerts.
I know, and the price of concerts is just, like, so crazy. Like, I found a ticket from the early 2000s. I went to the Warped Tour. That's multiple artists, and the ticket price was on it, and it said $20.
Yeah, I think that's what my sister and brother-in-law paid.
That's amazing. Well, thanks for sharing.
You're welcome, and thank you for doing what you do.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
WOKQ, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
Almost 7. Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
That is so special. Happy birthday. How's the birthday going so far?
Good. I just woke up.
You just woke up, and now you're on the radio. So that's a cool birthday already.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a little sister or brother chirping in the background?
A little brother.
Yeah. I think he's trying to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
So are you calling to tell me about your first concert? Have you been to a concert yet?
Yeah.
Who did you go see?
Ronnie Atkins.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Did anything special happen? Did he acknowledge you for being young and cool and in the audience?
No, but I got to get close to the stage.
We love that. Up close and personal. When you're little, you get to wedge yourself through everybody. That's the best part.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, I love that you called us on your birthday and made us a part of your special day. I hope it continues to be the best day ever.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, my guy.
You too.
Bye. WOKQ, who's this?
Hey, this is Quinn. How are you?
Quinn, did you say?
Yeah, Quinn with a Q.
Hi, Quinn with a Q. How's the day?
Hi, what's going on? Good.
So are you calling to share about your first concert?
I was, yeah.
How old were you? Who did you go see? Paint me the picture.
Yeah, it was just, some buddies, some friends. I think I was, 16, 17 years old, and went to the Casino Ballroom, Hampton, New Hampshire, classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see Bad Fish. that the reggae, the Sublime cover band, I mean, it was everybody's there. Everybody's like, it was the first mosh pit I'd ever seen. People are going crazy. Kids are getting thrown around. I mean, my eyes were open to like the absolute scene that Hands and Beach could be. But it was an absolute blast. 17 years old. Casino ballroom.
Did you have dreadlocks at the time?
Oh, my word. I wish. It would have fit right in, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you that for free. That's what I'm picturing at a Bad Fish concert. Right.
Oh, it was great, though. But, oh, yeah, what a wild bunch.
Are you still a fan of reggae music?
I mean, it probably kicked off like a three-year reggae-type, at least, like, feel for me. I tried to listen to it for a while.
It was a big part of your personality for a minute.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, two or three years. And then I dropped
your reggae phase?
Yeah. That's right. You're going to have one, right?
You absolutely do. Or you haven't lived. That's what I say. I love it. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. The tribe is up in here, chomping at the bit to talk about something very controversial. Let's welcome them in, shall we?
A little bit of Lydia in my life. A little bit of Megan by my side. A little bit of Christian's all I need. A little bit of Cheryl, what I see. A little bit of Sheehy in the sun. A little bit of Shawnee all night long. A little bit of Rachel, here I am. A little bit of tribe, yeah, that's our fam.
I'm going to give everyone a little scenario, and I want everyone to tell me what they do in this said scenario. You're at the ice machine in your freezer. You pull out a bunch of ice. A couple of them drop. Are you picking up the ice and throwing it in the sink, or are you kicking it under the fridge? Because I am a strong kicker under the fridge.
So infuriating.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that, because quite frankly, I thought this was directed at me, because not once have I picked up a piece of ice that has fell on the ground in that kitchen over there. There are times where I'm like, okay, it's fallen a little underneath things, so I'm not even going to touch it. But if it doesn't, 100% a little. Sometimes with nobody even there, I don't even look. I just do one of these. Wherever it goes, I don't care. All the time.
Love.
Wait till there's somebody else.
Cheryl, please tell me you do the right thing.
Of course I do the right thing. I pick it up and throw it in the sink.
Thank you, Queen.
You know, this has, oh my God, the two of you.
Wait.
Now they're not going to know who it is. If it's me or you, this is great. I love this. Like, we know that Kira doesn't do the dishes. We know she's the only one who doesn't do the dishes. But now we know that it's either me or you.
No, and no. Gonna be, Kira doesn't do the ice either. Trust me.
I don't do the ice.
I've watched her drop ice, look at me for permission to leave it, of which I don't give her permission. And she goes, oops, and walks away. Every time.
Guys, we're cleaning the floor. Yeah.
You're making puddles. You're making puddles for people
you're
to drag
through.
You're
making a fall risk.
Yes.
You're making...
Because it takes a while for that ice cube to melt. So that ice cube is still an ice cube for, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes.
Well, and then the ice cube turns into a puddle, and that's a slip risk.
Yeah. You kick it under the fridge. I mean, you're asking for something to be rusted.
Okay. The three of you now surprise me, including Kira. Kira, you're breaking my heart.
I'm sorry. I am who I am. All right. The tribe has spoken. Now we need to know what you do. So you're in your kitchen, and some ice cubes fall out of the freezer. Are you picking up those cubes, putting them in the sink, or do you do a little 1-2 kickaroo and forget they ever existed? Or is there another option? Maybe you have a dog that eats the ice off the floor. That there could be a plot twist. 603-749-0975 is our number. Taking your calls on 97.5 WOKQ. Heavens to Betsy. No, that's the name of the song. By Jackson Dean, number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning, just the Kira part today. And it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies, brought to you by Merchants Auto in Hooksett, New Hampshire. So for a great deal of the show today, we were talking about your first concert ever. How old were you? Who did you go see? Who were you with? Did anything cool happen? Because something really cool happened for a 10-year-old boy named Jordan last night at the Shania Twain concert. He's right up front with the cowboy hat and a sign that says, "This is my first concert." Shania picks him out of the crowd. They talk. She puts him on the microphone. She asks what his favorite song by her is. He, of course, says, "Man, I feel like a woman." I mean, the best choice. And she kind of, she serenaded him with a acapella version of Man, I Feel Like a Woman. It was really special. And I just thought about that he's going to be able to tell that story for years to come, that that happened at his very first concert. So we took your calls all morning long on your first concert. And I wanted to compliment this guy, Alex, for making us a part of his birthday today. Listen to this. Hi, who's this?
Alex.
How old are you, Alex?
Almost 7. Today's my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
That is so special. Happy birthday. How's the birthday going so far?
Good. I just woke up.
You just woke up, and now you're on the radio. So that's a cool birthday already.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a little sister or brother chirping in the background?
A little brother.
Yeah, I think he's trying to sing happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Huh?
So are you calling to tell me about your first concert? Have you been to a concert yet?
Yeah.
Who did you go see?
Ronnie Atkins.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Did anything special happen? Did he acknowledge you for being young and cool and in the audience?
No, but I got to get close to the stage.
We love that. Up close and personal. When you're little, you get to wedge yourself through everybody. That's the best part.
Yeah.
So my compliments to Alex for calling us on his 7th birthday. That was so much fun. We love, it's a full family affair here on Kira and Logan in the Morning. So we love our listeners of all ages, especially if they're 7. On that note, we out. We hope you have a really great weekend. And it'll be just me on Monday. And after the show, where I'm heading to Hollis, New Hampshire, where Logan will be golfing in the Heartfelt Dreams Charity Golf Classic, a really wonderful event for an amazing cause that we hold very near and dear to our hearts, pun intended. So if you, there's still time for you to get involved, just visit heartfeltdreamsfoundation.org. And that golf tournament happens Monday at the Overlook Country Club in beautiful Hollis, New Hampshire. So we would love to see you there for that. But at the very least, we'll talk bright and early Monday morning. Have a great weekend. And don't you forget it, all day long, who loves you? The answer is us. We do. On 97.5 WOKQ.